Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
I'm joined by Hall of Famer John Smoltz. Smoltzy, tell me this. What's harder, winning a Cy Young or an Emmy Award?
Oh, man. Winning a Cy Young. It takes a lot longer to happen. You know, it's funny when you mention something like that. I just go back to all those years of being predicted to win and just feeling like a failure. But in 96, fortunately, I was able to at least get that off my back because that was starting to bother me.
Download the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
So to Las Vegas we go now. It's the home of Visa Network. It's also the home of Mike Pritchard, former NFL wide receiver. He was a top 15 draft pick. Now he is the lead NFL analyst for Visa and part of the Lombardi line, where he's often filling in for Mike Lombardi. Let's start with something fun, shall we, Mike? I hear people talk about how Hard Knocks is a negative. Aaron Rodgers not thrilled about it. Why? Why would Hard Knocks be a negative?
It won't be a negative. I think what people need to realize is Hard Knocks and the Jets, they're going to have to create some storylines. You know, I think they potentially had a big storyline, but it got resolved with the Quinn Williams signing and the big deal for him. So, you know, they're not going to have to deal with that. Much like Rex Ryan had to deal with Darrelle Revis back in the day when the Hard Knocks was participating with the Jets. So, that storyline's out the way. Aaron Rodgers is a storyline himself. There's a lot of characters on that roster, too. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because I think today's players are all about branding. And it's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of those players on that team and that market to be able to brand themselves a little bit. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be very interesting, a Hard Knocks situation this coming season.
I think with the personalities like Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, they've got some real personalities there, not to mention Robert Saleh and, of course, Aaron Rodgers, plus the Zach Wilson component of the whole thing. Yeah, it feels like they got plenty for the cameras to focus on.
Absolutely, and the focus is not going to be all on Aaron Rodgers, too, right? Because, I mean, I know he is a Hall of Famer in waiting. He is supposed to be the difference maker as a quarterback for that franchise now. But like you just mentioned, I mean, there are so many different ways that Hard Knocks can go. The interesting stories, the interesting backgrounds, you know, just the interesting characters, like you mentioned. I think the whole situation is right. I mean, that market too, back in New York with that team, a lot of people are excited from a betting standpoint about the Jets, as well as from a fandom standpoint as well.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because I'm wondering, how do you see this new look Jets team impacting the division, the AFC East as a whole?
They're a complete team. I think Coach Saleh did what has not been done in a lot of years. You know, you can go back to Bill Parcells when you can change a culture, and that's what needed to happen. I mean, the Jets routinely was picking in the top of the draft. They were drafting excellent player, a lot of talent, but their culture was not at a level where it needed to be. And I think Robert Saleh coming into the organization and kind of changing that. You remember the "I'm taking receipts" comments at the podium? I mean, that right there is something that, as a player, one, you respect the fact that your coach, your head coach, put that out there. Now we got to back him up. But then also the willingness for head coach to do that, knowing that his players will back him up. So that spoke volumes to me about the Jets. And now assimilating the talent that they have over the last 2 years and that you add in this type of quarterback, I think it has the makings of being very, very special. I did something on VSiN in which I did track record of quarterbacks that are Hall of Fame in waiting. In other words, these are quarterbacks that are Hall of Famers already, but they're just still playing. And their track record has been outstanding in terms of getting to the playoffs and even winning Super Bowls. I mean, that's Tom Brady, that's Peyton Manning, that's Warren Moon, that's Joe Montana, you know, quarterbacks that left their other situation or other team for whatever reason, Brett Favre, for whatever reason, and yet they go on and have success with their new team, even though they're in the twilight of their career. So I think Aaron Rodgers fits that description as well. And, you know, I think he's going to incorporate himself and be very comfortable with that culture up there in New York as well.
Mike Pritchard's a former NFL wide receiver and spent years both in Denver as well as in Seattle and Atlanta. As you talk about Hall of Famers, you crossed paths with one when you were in Denver. How much does that change the depth of the offense? How much does it change the knowledge and just the way that the offense is approached when you have a guy who is of that caliber, like an Aaron Rodgers?
It is outstanding. I mean, I got the privilege to play with Brett Favre at the beginning of his career, not quite a Hall of Famer at that point, but we all know how that story ended. And then, you know, my journey continued with John Elway and Sir Warren Moon. These guys are just on a different level. I mean, I was going into my fourth year in the National Football League when I linked up with John Elway, and I thought I knew a lot at the receiver position, but I didn't know half as much as I needed to know. And John Elway kind of brought that out for me. And same thing, similar to Warren Moon. You know, I'm going into the latter years of my career, but yet I'm still learning from these great quarterbacks. It just, they're so meticulous. They want to strive for perfection on each and every play, each and every competitive situation. And not everybody's wired that way, right? But I think when you get to that level, when you've had that much success, you have to find ways to motivate yourself. You have to find flaws so you can still get better, right? And I think, you know, the fact that Aaron Rodgers is still playing, there's something out there that he's chasing. And as a better, I'm focused in on that. I really want to know, and I think it's another Super Bowl because he could hang it up. He could just walk away, and he could have hosted Jeopardy, right? I mean, he can still do a lot of things, but he's still playing this game that he loves, and something's motivating him. And if you give me a great player that's motivated, then usually positive things will happen.
Did you also cross paths with Mike Shanahan when you were in Denver? Because he is now a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I did. So I started with Wade Phillips. He was the head coach when I got traded to Denver. And then Pat Bowlen moved on from Wade Phillips to Mike Shanahan. So I was able to get coached by Mike Shanahan, Gary Kubiak as well. And that was the beginning the new beginning of Coach Shanahan as a head coach. And that led to what I believe is a Hall of Fame career. He absolutely should be in Hall of Fame.
What made him a special coach?
Attention to detail, meticulous. It's the same qualities as a player, that the competitiveness too. You know, you were not going to out coach or out scheme Mike Shanahan. He was going to have an answer for something. He was going to know exactly what you were trying to do against his offense. And we had a saying, you know, when somebody, you know, that person, it could be a family member, it could be a friend, but they come over to your house and, you know, they get into your kitchen, right? They start opening up your refrigerator. They start going through your covers and seeing what you got. We all know some people like that. Well, that was a term that we use with Mike Shanahan, Coach Shanahan, that he would get into the kitchen of the defensive coordinator on the opposing team. And he would know their schemes. He would know their tendencies. He would know them inside and out. And that would just make the game so much easier for everybody. So, yeah, absolutely well-deserving as a finalist. But I hope he gets into the Hall of Fame.
We're excited to have Mike Pritchard back on the show. Former NFL wide receiver is also now part of VSiN. As he's mentioned, he's their lead NFL analyst. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. So here we are. We're just days away from the start of training camps, which blows me away because I feel like the summer just began, Mike. What goes on with a player? What type of emotions? What type of last-second preparation before you get to camp?
Well, you know, Amy, I think at this point, everybody, you know, they had their vacation after the mandatory mini camps and everything. And so you had about a good mental break, at least in terms of about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 weeks. But you also needed to stay in shape because you have these conditioning tests that you have to pass because you want to get off on the right foot and make that impression once you get back in, and certainly be in shape, too. And you know, there was a time where training camp actually helped you as a player get into shape. But with 3 preseason games and the rapid nature and the veteran players, they're not going to play that much, as we know. So it's important and it's vital that these guys, even though they had a break, still stayed in tip-top shape. So you want to make sure that once you get to camp that you're going to pass these conditioning tests and you're really going to hit the ground running and also avoid injury if you can, right? I mean, that's the nature of the beast, I think, for a lot of players. You don't want to get nicked up. You don't want to have a pulled muscle. You don't want to have anything that could handcuff you for the beginning of the year. So absolutely, I think everybody's excited, but at the same time, making sure that everything is kosher when it comes to being in shape for your team.
All right. I need to know for real, Mike, what was the attitude among veterans about training camp? Because we hear all these jokes about how guys who've been in the league a few years, they don't really want to go back to dorms, if that's the case. They don't really want to be there at the beginning of camp when it's a lot of conditioning and it's freaking hot. So when you were a veteran, how did you actually feel about camp?
Well, I mean, back in the day, back in my day, I mean, you know, way back when, I mean, it was really 2 days, right? I mean, we had what we called it hell week. I mean, we would go out there 10 days in a row with double practices, padded up, and then we would get physical. We would hit in both of those practices. So it was hell week. I mean, it was grueling. Now, because of player safety and better minds are prevailing here in terms of we don't need to have that type of punishment on our bodies and get ready for the season. So it is grueling because you are away from your families. But I think, too, when you look at certain teams and the facilities that they have, like, for instance, the Las Vegas Raiders, I would love to go to training camp for the Las Vegas Raiders because you have everything.
Yes.
You have virtual reality. You have every equipment. I would spend the night, actually, in the facility. I wouldn't even go back to the hotel if I didn't have to, because it's so exquisite. So it's so different than, you know, staying in a Best Western, not to knock a Best Western or a dorm. but yeah, I mean, I think today's players, they have it so much better, so much more comfortable.
Do you think that is the better route, or it better prepares them for what's to come? I mean, which style do you prefer, Mike?
For myself, the injuries that I had during my career, it was a lacerated kidney. That was something flukish. And then I tore up my meniscus, which can happen, I think, certainly, you know, during the course of a career. Yeah, I think iron sharpens iron, to be honest with you. I think you need to have padded up practices. You need to get in condition in order for the rigors of the season. But now they're at 17 games, and it's all about load management now. So I think from a soft tissue standpoint, being in shape is vital. You cannot afford to pull a muscle or have a strain. But, you know, those other injuries in a contact sport, a lot of times those are unavoidable anyway. So I like it because it is addressing player safety, and I can appreciate that. I can respect that. But at the same time, I'm old school in terms of iron sharpening iron, and there has to be a certain level of contact in order to get ready to understand the contact that you're going to have each and every game day.
Mike Pritchard is with us from Las Vegas, where, of course, the Raiders make their home. Pretty soon, the A's will likely make their home. The WNBA is there about to host its All-Star game. We know that there's been talk about an NBA team landing in Las Vegas. So, Mike, you're there. How is Vegas doing with this mass influx of not just events, but actual leagues making their home there?
Vegas is handling it all like a champ. I mean, don't forget UFC, too. We just had this major UFC event. And, you know, if anything about Vegas and what people are understanding or realizing, and certainly if you own a franchise or if you want to partner up in terms of a major sports league, this is a city to do it with because it's a global city. You know, there's very few cities like that. New York, you can think of Atlanta, certainly L.A., and then Las Vegas. Las Vegas attracts people from all over the world from a market standpoint. And I think you want to get your product in front of those eyes because that's branding. You know, people from across the pond, you know, they're taking back gear from the Raiders, or they're taking back gear from the Aces or the Knights. There's an attraction. There's an affinity, certainly, for Vegas. We got Formula One coming here, and that's going to be spectacular. Later on this year, then the Super Bowl at the beginning of next year, certainly. So Vegas can handle it all. I mean, we have the hotel rooms. We're a hospitality industry. We know how to entertain, and certainly people will not be disappointed once they get to Las Vegas. So as a guy who grew up here and could not even imagine professional sports being in my city the way that they are now, I mean, it's incredible. We got a Stanley Cup championship. We got a WNBA championship, and we'll see what the Raiders can do. The pressure is on for the next major sports franchise to win championship now.
People are going to yell at me because I did not mention the Golden Knights first, of course, just having their ticker tape parade in honor of the Stanley Cup. So, yes, the Golden Knights were the first pro sports franchise there of the major teams. And yes, they deserve all of their props. So, Mike, you talk about the Raiders. Obviously, they're going through transition as they've changed quarterbacks again. And we know in Josh McDaniels' second year, there's a little more pressure. But they're in the same division as the Super Bowl champions. Patrick Mahomes on 1.5 legs is still dynamic. Who has the best chance, even though it's not yet training camp, at making inroads at Kansas City?
I think the Bengals. You know, I am so high on Cincinnati and the Bengals and, you know, that young core group of players that they have offensively. This is the best offensive line that Joe Burrow had in front of him in his brief career. I mean, they're bringing back Orlando Brown into that division once again. He started, obviously, with the Ravens, and now so he's got familiarity and I think they have quality depth on that offensive line. The playmakers are outstanding for the Bengals as well. And they've had this Super Bowl window cracked open after their appearance in the Super Bowl.
Right.
They just have come up short with a few plays. Think about it. The game against the Rams, they came up short off of just a couple plays away from winning a championship. You know, with Kansas City and certainly what Mahomes is able to do and capable of, the Bengals are just a couple plays short, a couple plays away. And I know that's driving that locker room, that they're just literally a couple plays away from a championship. So I'm all for that. I'm backing them, the team that I think really has it together to knock off the Chiefs and get to the Super Bowl and perhaps win the Super Bowl as well.
I cannot believe it's about time for the rat race to begin again.
No. I know. It's incredible. You think about mandatory mini camps and then, oh, it's weeks away. They got plenty of time. You blink and then all of a sudden, nope, training camp's right around the corner. So I think everybody's ready for it. We're anticipating an outstanding year once again in National Football League.
Oh, yes. They certainly are the cash cow. They're the league every other league wants to be when it grows up. I mean, I could ask you a million more questions. So let's do this again as we get closer to the season. How about that?
Anytime. My pleasure. Always a joy to be with you.
You can find Mike on Twitter at M.I. Pritchard. Retired NFL wide receivers crossed paths with some of the greats in his own career. Now you can hear him on VSiN as their lead NFL analyst, as well as part of Mike Lombardi's show, The Lombardi Line, in Vegas, his hometown. Again, thank you for your time. It's great to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Amy.